It's time for Missouri's radio show about recreational boating. Bow to stern, port to starboard. It's a special holiday edition of Bob's No Wake Zone radio show. So let's head down to the docks and see what's happening this week.
Well, good morning. Last show of the year 2016. As we are right here on New Year's Eve. We thank you so much for being with us this morning. And got that, is that the second cup? Is that the third? Second cup of coffee. Okay, I got the second cup of coffee going, and we're going to make it to the new year. Well, welcome into the program. We've got a busy one, of course. Mike Kanegi is going to be here in our second section to tell us about the upcoming Lake of the Ozarks Marine Dealers show in Overland Park, Kansas. We are going to be talking with Chris Steck. He's the COO of the American Canoe Association. Some of you probably got canoes, kayaks, or stand-up paddle boards for Christmas. We're going to talk about some new videos that are available for you to watch over the winter months. And then Robert Smith, who is with the marine safety company called Mimic. He's going to talk to us about some of the marina safety programs that they offer to marinas around the country. And we've got some around the waterfront news coming right up for you as well. You know, I mentioned the boat show at Kansas City at the Overland Park Convention Center at the last weekend of January. But the boat show season for us really kicks off January 19th. And that's the Progressive Kansas City Boat and Sports Show. I'll be there on Thursday, the 19th of January, to kind of kick the thing off, and you'll learn more about that in upcoming programs as we get closer to that first boat show of the year. KansasCitySportsShow.com for more information. Well, I know what I'm going to be doing tomorrow, but out in Lake Norman, they're going to have the 39th annual New Year's Day Barefoot Tournament. It's shaping up to be particularly exciting this year, according to John Gillette, who is with the Lake Norman Marina. Competitors from Florida to Canada are traveling to Sherrill's Ford, North Carolina, to try their hand at the unique and challenging barefoot skiing tournament. Course record holder and Lake Norman resident Jeff Blair returning after 2 years off. He set the course record in 2011 with a 2-minute, 31-second run combining 665 trick start points for a total of 816. And Mark Donahue from Lafayette, Indiana, won last year's Open Division with the longest time in the tournament's history, 5 minutes and 20 seconds. And boy, the water is chilly this time of year at Lake Norman, even though they're in North Carolina. Speaking of cold water, 4 people were rescued from frigid waters off Annapolis, Maryland on last Sunday after, well, this wasn't Christmas Sunday, it was a week before that. But they were more than a dozen sailboats capsized during a race held in rough, windy weather. According to the Coast Guard, the Severn Sailing Association reported that 22 people had fallen off in the water from 15 different sailboats in that Sunday afternoon race. Rescue teams from the Coast Guard's Maryland National Capital Region, the Maryland State Police, and Arundel County Fire Rescue and Maryland Natural Resources Police showed up to help as well. Coast Guard crew based in Annapolis also rescued 4 people from the frigid waters. Temperature there of the water, 42 degrees. Well, let's go and get ourselves a little bit warmer. Towboat U.S. has opened a location in the Caribbean. Captain Robert Manley, a New Jersey native who has been running marine businesses in the Caribbean for about 25 years, has opened Towboat U.S. St. Thomas in the U.S. Virgin Islands. And anyone who boats in the Virgin Islands or the nearby Spanish Virgin Islands can take advantage of Towboat's 24/7 water assistance. Much like the Auto Club, of course, Towboat offers on-water towing plans for saltwater boaters and anglers for $149 a year, and that includes the Boat U.S. membership. And he says the average tow out there is about $700, some of them paying as much as $1,000 out of pocket without that Boat U.S. towing plan. Towboat U.S. in St. Thomas has 2 bright red assist boats, 29-foot Fountain powered by 2 150s, and a 33-foot Bertram with twin diesels. And the Towboat U.S. name is emblazoned in big, bright white letters on the hulls, with each rig for towing and salvage, powerful pumps, battery jump packs, dive gear, and extra fuel. Pretty good new service for those down there. The Around the Waterfront news segment will continue in just a moment. We've got to take this quick break.
Hey, this is Kate Pearson from the B-52s for Red. Getting drunk is your own business, but when you drive drunk, you make it everybody's business. Don't drink and drive. Be responsible, plan ahead, and choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives, and so should you.
public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Yeah, let's please have a very safe New Year's Eve out there, everyone. Paradise Upholstery and Canvas has been sort of taking some time off during the holiday, like many businesses do. They, of course, are the people here at the lake that we recommend for any upholstery, canvas, or carpet work that you need done on your boat. For more information, you can call them or look them up on the web, or you can see some videos. Let me give you all this information here. Pete's number, Pete Zimmerman, is 573-216-7214. You can look them up on their website, paradiseupholstery.com. If you want to see some great videos of some of their work, go to my website, bobsnowakezone.com. You can click that link right there, and it'll take you in, and you can see some of their YouTube videos showing some of the work that they do. It's sped up a little bit, but you'll get the idea. Paradise Upholstery, canvas and carpet. When duct tape just won't do, get a hold of them. Call Pete Zimmerman, 573-216-7214. You'll not be disappointed. They do great work.
Here we go. This is Paradise Pete from Paradise Upholstery and Canvas, and you're listening to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Show.
Back to the Around the Waterfront news this morning. The U.S. Navy has delivered its ninth littoral combat ship, which is named after former Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Gabby Giffords. The future USS Gabrielle Giffords was handed over to the Navy last week during a ceremony at the Austell USA Shipyards in Mobile, Alabama. The selection of Gabrielle Giffords for the ship's namesake honors the U.S. Representative from Tucson, who is known for supporting and advocating the military and veterans, gun control, renewable energy, and border security. She's a survivor of the assassination attempt back in 2011, with which left her with a brain injury after she was shot during a shooting rampage that left six other people dead and a dozen injured. Well, the Discover Boating Program is going to survive. A group of industry stakeholders have agreed to continue funding the Discover Boating Program, citing its ability and impact in attracting new boaters. Members of Grow Boating Board of Directors, the National Marine Manufacturers Association's Boat, Engine, and Marine Accessory and Component Division, the Marine Retailers Association of America Board of Directors, and invited guests unanimously agreed to continue the industry funding of this marketing campaign. The decision was made during their two-day Grow Boating Summit held at Rosemont, Illinois, just outside of Chicago, just a couple of weeks back. Well, de-icers just aren't for winter anymore. They can be used for a variety of things, including in the warmer times of the year or in warmer climates where you might be listening. A de-icer can help eliminate foul odors and stagnant water areas that may help deter floating plant growth. The water flow is also an easy and effective way to prevent floating debris and trash from entering marinas or collecting around boats and docks. By strategically placing de-icers on dock mounts or horizontal floats, a water flow can be directed to push debris to an area where it's easy to remove or even prevent it from entering the area altogether. It's great information from our friends at Casco. They are the ones that make these great de-icers. In another story, you know, several months ago, Hurricane Matthew, which threatened four coastal states as it corkscrewed along the Atlantic back in October, caused an estimated $110 million in damage to recreational boats. And this is according to Boat U.S. The storm moved slowly, so everyone had plenty of early warning and time to prepare. We believe that this helped keep boat damage down. That's a quote from Boat U.S. VP Public Affairs Scott Croft. He went on to say that hundreds of Boat U.S. policyholders chose to tap into their Boat U.S. insurance hurricane haul-out protection, which helped make the decision to haul much easier. Aren't you grateful we don't have to do that here in the Midwest? Well, coming up, we've got Mike Kanegi going to be with us in studio, talk about the Marine Dealers' first boat show of the year coming up at Overland Park in late January. Then the COO of the American Canoe Association, Chris Steck, will be with us, talk about some new training videos they've got that are out. And then we're going to talk some marina safety with Robert Smith from MIMIC. He does marina safety programs around the country. We'll have him as a guest as well on the program coming up. You're listening to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show on News Talk KRMS, 1150 AM, 97.5 and 104.9, plus on live streaming audio. All right, how about some Eagles for you this morning?
Went to a party just last night. Wanted to bring
be right back after these messages.
I'm John Herlig. In Postcards from Sea, I tell stories of my travels aboard Ave Del Mar, my 1967 Rawson cutter. I deal with serious nautical issues like how to sail your mast into a tree on a canal, what kind of incense best covers the aroma of kimchi fermenting on your boat, or whether or not I can beat a leukemia patient at a video game. It's simply the story of my life, and my life happens to take place on a 50-year-old sailboat with no particular destination in mind. I hope you'll join me and some of the wonderful characters I meet as I travel for my show, Postcards from Sea, every other Monday here on Boat Radio.
Time goes forward, go and catch your jet, you will find your moment. Time goes forward, stay and have a sniff, let's dream about the future.
It's a beautiful morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
When I wake up early in the morning, lift my head, I'm still yawning.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Miss Melody.
Are you ready for a brand new day?
Yeah.
Wake up, sunshine, open up your sleepy eyes for me.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine.
And what a lovely morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You've got to kiss an angel good morning.
Yeah, if you're just waking up, a good morning to you, and welcome to New Year's Eve. This is Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. And a good morning to you, and thank you so much for being with us. Mike Kanegi, Executive Director of the Lake of the Ozarks Marine Dealers, with us next. Talk about the upcoming boat show season getting underway in just 2 or 3 weeks. We want to thank, and coming up, we also have Chris Steck. He's a COO of the American Canoe Association, and we're going to talk to Robert Smith about marina safety and his company. You know, MarineMax has named their top service technicians for 2016, and I'm not surprised when I saw this. I mean, this came from boating industry. I'm not surprised. Here at Lake of the Ozarks, Dale Barnes, Grant Goodrich, Jason Atkinson, and Herbie Bays. Herbie is a great guy. They're all fabulous technicians there at MarineMax at Lake of the Ozarks. And if you see them and you know them, congratulate them on being in the Circle of Excellence winners for 2016 from MarineMax. You know, most of the crew is on a little bit of a vacation until the new year. But if you need something, there's somebody there that'll take care of you. Give them a call at 573-365-5382. I've noticed that Jim and the crew up on the Osage Beach Parkway location are across from the entrance to the Outlet Mall. They're there as well. You'll probably find some people at both locations for what you might need. And, of course, right after the new year, they will get fired up and get ready to go for the boat show season. The folks at MarineMax, you can look them up on the website. By the way, there's a new Sea Ray boat coming out for wakeboarding, and we'll tell you more about that in the next couple of weeks as we get ready for the boat show season. The 16-mile marker by water, 3070 Bagnell Dam Boulevard, or up on the Osage Beach Parkway. The MarineMax.com website is one of the best places to go get more information about our facilities here at Lake of the Ozarks. All right, joining us now, Mike Kanegi, the Executive Director of the Lake of the Ozarks Marine Dealers Association. Always good to see you.
One of the things that the Marine Dealers, along with the Water Safety Council and the
Water Patrol this year was a campaign to help educate boaters about wakes. Tell us about the campaign, part of the campaign that you guys contributed.
Well, you know, we the Watch Your Wake campaign, Give Them a Break, Watch Your Wake, is an educational campaign that we believe was the best way to go on the problem that is out there. And we will continue that into 17 and on. Just we always believe that the constant message and constant education of being courteous and responsible and respectful was the way to go on that. So we will continue that campaign, hopefully with the Water Safety Council and Water Patrol's blessing. We'll work together for some more education in 17.
Well, and, you know, you see the banners up at just about all the marinas and gas docks around the lake. You see those coasters that you guys put out and those little stickers for people, and you see them on cars and on the back of trailers.
Yep.
And, you know, those kind of places on dock boxes. So it's good that we're getting that message out there, and we hope that boaters will continue to talk to other boaters about being courteous and being boating responsibly. Well, let's move on to 2017. We're back with the Overland Park Boat Show, but we're sort of back on the dates that we used to be on before we moved to the forward.
Before we weren't on those dates, yeah. So, yeah, we are. We're happy in 17 now, so we're back on January 26th to the 29th. There at the Overland Park Convention Center. We've always just kind of felt that that is our time. It's kind of right there between football season and end of it and playoffs, and it's a good time for us. Now, truthfully, the year before when we was early, we still had a great crowd. So, you know, it's all about the boats, Bob, you know, but we do like it a little bit later in January. So we're happy to announce our 26th to the 29th in 2017. We're at Overland Park.
All right. And anybody that wants to get some more details on this boat show, you can find a flyer right there on my website. You can go to the Marine Dealers website. Probably much all of the Marine Dealers also have these flyers posted on their website, so you can download them. One other thing concerning the Overland Park Boat Show for 2017, I noticed in our meeting just not too long ago that the National Marine Manufacturers Association show is not on our dates.
In this coming year, Bob, their show in the Kansas City market is the week before.
Okay.
But their show in St. Louis is on our week in Overland Park.
Oh.
So, yeah.
That's weird.
Yes. But as their representative said at our meeting that you attended, you know, that we're going to work very openly and harder in the future to alleviate that problem of overlap. You know, we're both organizations are here to promote the boating industry, boat sales, and the lake lifestyle of boating. So I think we'll have a better messaging and cooperation in the future. So hopefully this will never happen again.
You know, it's hard with these big convention centers to, find dates that are not in a conflict with somebody like NMMA. And so, yeah, it's pretty much of a challenge. That's part of your job, isn't it?
Yeah, that's kind of does it. Yeah, it is. You know, unfortunately, we have a four-day show, but we take 9 days of their time. So a lot of times the bigger trade shows and product shows are getting kind of shuffled around because they can bring in five different things and make more of a bottom line statement than with us or NMMA bringing in a boat show and taking a full week plus and tying it up. So
yeah, that's very challenging. Well, again, January the 26th through the 29th, doors open on that Thursday at 3:00 for that first opening night of the show. And again, for more information, LakeOzarkBoatDealers.com, or you can go to BobsNoWakeZone.com. Now we're going to do the mental challenge here and talk about the future boat shows after the Overland Park show. Next one would be St. Charles.
St. Charles will be coming up on March 9th through the 12th there at the St. Charles Convention Center right before the River Bridge. A great venue, easy access from the lake area or from the St. Louis market. It's out there. It's a beautiful facility. And we're looking forward to that show there on March 9th through the 12th.
And then, of course, we move to the outdoors, thankfully, in April, back to Dog Days.
Yeah, we come back to Dog Days for I can't remember what number of year it is, but we've been there and love that location. It's April 21st through the 23rd, Friday through Sunday, and that's kind of that initial kickoff of we always consider it the official kickoff of the season there. You know, get out there on the water, and you can get down there and test drive some boats. And we've got full slips. We've taken every slip available from Mark and Brian, and we've expanded the boardwalk, added more exhibitors and vendor tents up there. So we have that one about full capacity. And we also have some, shuttle parking, both on land and water. So we'll get you there if you want to come see our boats.
Weekend after Easter, April 21st through 23rd, the in-water boat show at Dog Days. And then wrapping up next year, we go back to Captain Ron's again.
Yep, Captain Ron's, September 22nd through the 24th. That's kind of our year-end closing clearance-type sale, and they're always happy and ready to make some deals and move some boats. We moved a lot of boats last year out of that show. We expanded into the parking lot there. Ron was gracious enough to allow us to do that. Same thing, we're full there, and we're just trying to add as much more excitement as we can.
Absolutely. Well, I know there's some great new products coming out this coming year, 2017. A lot of new innovations, and so we'll be excited to get to the first show of the brand new year, the Overland Park Boat Show, January 26th through 29th, 2017, Overland Park Convention Center. And they've got a specific website for that one, overlandparkboatshow.com. And again, for more information on all of this, the LakeOzarkBoatDealers.com website. Mike, thanks again. Appreciate it. See you at the boat show.
Thank you, Bob. We'll look forward to seeing you.
First boat show of the year, once again, Lake of the Ozarks Marine Dealers Association website or OverlandParkBoatShow.com is a good one. Hey, we're at the halfway mark. Look at that already. Coming up, we're going to talk to Chief Operating Officer of the American Canoe Association, Chris Steck. Talk about some of their new training videos, educational videos for paddle boaters, stand-up paddle boarders, canoers, kayakers. And we're going to talk about marina safety with Robert Smith from Mystic. That's all ahead of us as Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show continues on this New Year's Eve, Saturday morning, on News Talk KRMS, 1150 AM, 97.5 and 104.9 FM, and on live streaming audio, krmsradio.com. Later on boatradio.net, too. Be right back.
Our aim at Street Invest is to put a trustworthy adult into the lives of street children so that they can support them in creating the most positive paths for their lives in the future. We work around the world, working on the street with the children where they are. For such a large group of children, the amount of funding available is tiny. Really, the funding that keeps organisations like Street Invest going comes from individual donors. Street children are the most abused, neglected, violated children, yet they are also the most resourceful, responsive, and resilient children that we could have the honour of working with.
For more information or to make a donation, visit streetinvest.org.
We're back on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. Saturday morning, New Year's Eve. Last show of 2016 and ready to get on with 2017. How about you? Coming up, we're going to talk with Chris Steck. He's the COO of the American Canoe Association. And then to wrap up the show for the year, we're going to talk to Robert Smith. He's with a company called Mimic, and they do a lot of training for the marina industry around the country. You know, Hydro Hoist Boat Lifts wants to wish you and yours a very happy new year. And I want to remind you, you know, if you've noticed, the lake's been coming down. And many other lakes around the country do the same thing. They lower their water levels during the winter months so they can do work on the dam situation, or they can do some work on those property lines, those sea walls, and so on and so forth. But Hydro Hoist also sells a very unique lift. It's a shallow water lift. So if you're in one of those coves where it gets down and you get your propellers in the mud or whatever, you might want to think about contacting Joanne Clark at the Hydro Hoist of the Ozarks location at 4065 East U.S. Highway 54. Now, that's just about 4 miles from Osage Beach on your way to Camdenton. You can look up more information about not only those products, but also their PWC products and their protective products, their power products. They're all on the website, boatlift.com. Call Joanne at 573-346-7505 next week. She'll be around. You can email her at jclark@boatlift.com, or you can come see her at the Overland Park Boat Show starting on January the 26th.
We are back on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show this morning, and we always, well, we don't always, but many times we say to listeners and to people that ask about our show, we say, you know, we cover everything from kayaks and canoes to cruise ships. So today we're going to focus a little bit of attention on the American Canoe Association, and with us to talk more about the association and some brand new exciting educational videos that they've released is Chris Steck, and he is the COO of the American Canoe Association. Chris, it's great to have you on the show.
Bob, thanks for having us. We're glad to be here.
Well, absolutely. Now, ACA, you guys have been around since 1880. Now, you obviously have not been around that long, but so who started this organization?
Yes, sir, that's correct. Basically, a group of canoeists up on Lake George, New York, founded the ACA back in 1880 based on competition, camaraderie, and exploration. And obviously, over the last 130 years, we've changed and grown quite a bit. One of the things I guess we're probably most known for is back in 1972, we started the National Paddle Sports Instruction Program. And so that's been going on for well over 30 years, where we certify instructors and basically teach people how to be safe and have fun out there on the water.
Well, that is another big topic of ours, and that's boater education. And you guys certainly are taking up, you know, that position very strongly. Chris, tell me a little bit about your background and how long have you been there with the ACA?
Right. Back in 1995, I actually took and failed an ACA canoe instructor course, and that kind of jump started me into paddle sports. And so basically, after a couple tries, I passed the course and started volunteering with the ACA. I guess I volunteered for about 10 years and then joined the full-time staff in the education department about 8 years ago. And a few years back, I was promoted up to my current position as chief operating officer, where I oversee all of our domestic and international programs.
Well, in reading your website, which, by the way, we'll tell our listeners is AmericanCanoe.org, I see here that you've got over 20,000 members and 300 paddling clubs that are part of your organization.
Correct. The ACA represents a range of folks, you know, from instructors to people who, you know, care about the environment and do river cleanups to a range of clubs and affiliate members. We support, in one way or another, over 4,300 paddle sport events each year.
Wow. Well, with canoeing and kayaking and now these stand-up paddle boards and rafts that are just, you know, they're flying off the shelves, it's just amazing the number of people who are really getting into these things. And they provide a, you know, even for boaters that have, you know, cruisers or ski boats, you know, we see them carrying these things around, too, because they're able to explore some parts of lakes and rivers that you can't get to with a powerboat.
Right, that's correct. You know, kayaks and especially the recent surge of stand-up paddle boards, you know, they're just another way to, you know, to recreate out there on the water. And, you know, because they have very little draft, you're right, you can definitely get back in some areas where you couldn't with a prop drive motor.
Now, the serious side of this is that 20% of all boating casualties last year were, you know, involving canoes, kayaks, and stand-up paddle boards. So what have you guys done recently to help educate folks about safe operation of these vessels?
Right now, Bob, that's correct. You know, as participation numbers increase, so do the number of fatalities as well as the number of near misses out there. And, you know, traditionally the ACA, you know, we advocate for on-water instruction, you know, get trained by someone who can show you how to, you know, climb back in that kayak in rough seas, or someone who can explain when do you wear a leash stand-up paddle boarding and when do you not wear a leash. And so that's kind of been our traditional focus, but through a recent grant from the United States Coast Guard, we put a different twist on it, what I'm going to call education versus instruction. And we were able to create two different animated videos that some people think are geared for children, but they're just as informative and fun to watch if you're an adult. And so these animated videos, one for canoeing and kayaking, one for stand-up paddleboarding, basically present information that you need to know in a unique way.
Well, I've watched both of them, and they're very, very good. And now, I've not been on one of these. I've been in a canoe, of course, through Boy Scouts and all that, but not been on a stand-up paddleboard yet. Everybody's threatening me to get on there so I can experience it. But these are very good. I would urge anyone who is doing the sport now or is thinking about getting in to doing either canoeing or kayaking or the stand-ups, be sure you take a look at these videos. And they're on the website, again, AmericanCanoe.org. Now, along with these two new ones, you have some other ones that are available, or you're working on something different. What's the status?
Correct. Well, Bob, we've got a couple things coming down the pipeline. One, for the stand-up paddleboard community, people know out there right now there's a lot of controversy and confusion. Do I wear a life jacket, or do I wear a leash, or what type of life jacket do I wear? When do I wear it? Once again, received another grant, this time with the help of the National Safe Boating Council, to produce a video about 5 minutes, that will help alleviate some of the confusion of what type of leash to wear and what venue on a stand-up paddleboard, as well as what type of life jacket to wear and what venue on a stand-up paddleboard.
Now, these videos, I see here that you don't mind if somebody shares them through whatever social media or websites that they have?
Correct. Now, these animated videos, you'll learn a little bit, you'll get a laugh out of it, and we totally, encourage people to share it, whether it's through YouTube or Facebook posts, or, they're short enough where you can even email them. But our main focus was to try and reach a larger audience that might not take that hands-on course on the water before they head out there, to at least give them, some of the highlights of what they need to know, about paddle sports.
We have a local canoe group here, or kayak group, that meets once or twice a month over at our Lake of the Ozarks Haha Tonka State Park, and we'll try to get them on to talk about their upcoming activities. But Chris Deck, Chief Operating Officer of the American Canoe Association, including canoes, kayaks, stand-up paddleboards, and rafts, and great educational tools, thanks a lot for being our guest today.
It was our pleasure. We appreciate the invite.
Well, if you got one of those for Christmas, be a good time to take some time right now and enjoy those videos and get all brushed up on your safety information that you need. Good educational videos there at the ACA.org. Well, coming up, we're going to talk about marina safety, and there's a training company called Mimic, and Robert Smith is the marina safety specialist. He's going to be with us in just a moment as Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show continues. But I want to tell you just briefly about the folks over at Smart Postal Centers. They're at Osage Beach, right across from the Bob Evans Restaurant, right next to Emo's Pizza, right across the street from Bandanas. You know where they are. But if you need a sign of any kind, yard sign, real estate sign, dock sign, parking signs, magnetic, wall graphics, indoor, outdoor, design service, they do it all. Fast production, too. And they just put in, Tim just bought a brand new heavy duty machine that does these banners. They are just phenomenal over there. Jessica Thompson does the graphic work. You can send stuff to them on the internet. You can take it to them that way and get it to them. They'll print it right out for you, have it ready to go when you come by to pick it up. They do a great job packing, shipping, copying, printing signs and banners and graphics. They'll do it all for you, and they'll do a great job. Check them out. That is Smart Postal Centers. You can look them up on the website, smartpostalcenters.com, or you can find them on Facebook, or just give them a call, 573-348-3100.
Hey, everybody, this is Toby Keith for RAD. For many of us, drunk driving is something that other people do. Certainly not someone I know. When you see someone who's had too much to drink about to get behind the wheel, ask him to give up the keys. Always choose a designated driver. Music lives, you should too.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
We are rolling on as Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show takes a break. We'll be right back on News Talk KRMS, 1150 AM, 97.5 and 104.9 FM on a live streaming audio too.
I'm Michael John, and each month on Boat Radio, I'll be looking at life on London's magnificent River Thames, from the dredgers emptying their cargoes of sand and gravel to the mudlarks combing the shore for lost treasures. I'll be meeting the people, visiting the places, and boarding the ships that work this mighty, muddy artery. So join me, Michael John, for Tales of the Thames on Boat Radio.
Hello, this is Jerry Cartarelli with the Boat Owners Association of the United States, celebrating over 50 years' service to America's boaters. Thanks for listening to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show.
Let's hear the Harvey boat.
Who wants to know?
Captain Ron.
Hey, are you the captain?
Yeah, Ron Rico. Call me Captain Ron, boss. Everybody does.
Hi, Captain Ron. Martin Harvey. Like to meet my wife and kids?
Yeah, hi, Mrs. Harvey. You old dog, but she keeps your clock wound, huh?
No, that's my daughter, Caroline.
Oh, hey, my mistake. Now, hiya, babe.
Hi. Caroline, honey, maybe you should, you know, put on some more clothes.
This is my wife, Catherine.
Hey, what's happening, kitty?
Hi, nice to meet you.
Whoa!
And my son, Ben?
Hey, say it's what?
Man, what happened to your eyes?
Ben.
Sweetie, that's rude.
Ah, that's all right. Shark attack, Swap.
A shark ate your eye?
Yeah, it happened when I went down off the coast of Australia.
Your boat sank?
Oh, no, not my boat. My boss's boat.
Had to watch that movie over the holidays, didn't you? And Captain Ron. It's Captain Bob here on the last segment of the last show for 2016. Coming up, we're going to learn about marine safety and a company that's providing some training and education for marina operators and their employees. You know, Boat US has been a sponsor of my program since day one, and we sure appreciate them. And congratulations again on their 50th anniversary this year in 2016. A lot of benefits for being a member, and you know, if you got a little money over the holidays and you want to invest it in something good that'll pay off over the entire year, a $24 year membership for Boat US would be a good one. Lots of free stuff, magazines that come your way. There's plenty of online information, boat insurance, boat financing available, theft protection. I mean, there's 50 different things that are available to you right there with your Boat US membership. And then you'll want to add on to that the freshwater towing here for Lake of the Ozarks by calling Captain Charlie at 573-216-4701. Or you can call Captain Dave Anderson, 573-216-3890. Or you can do something even more simple than that. Just go to the website, boatus.com. You can sign up there, and you can take the $72 a year deal, which includes that unlimited on-water towing from Towboat US. And a thanks to Boat US for continuing to sponsor Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. All right, let's learn a little bit about Mimic. M-Y-M-I-C. That's marinesafetytraining.com, and the representative is Robert Smith.
Robert, one of the areas that we talk about sometimes is the area of training, not for boaters, but for marina operators and those that want to get into the marine business. So tell me a little bit about what
Mimic
Training Technologies offers.
Sure. So we do everything from helping folks with basic safety training right on up to completely managing safety programs in marinas. And so we have developed the only online training platform designed specifically for marine and boatyard employees. And so when we think about some of the topics that marina employees need, fueling and pump out, working with respirators, working with ladders and scaffolds, there's just really not a marine industry specific training available, and that's what we've developed. So that's sort of our online platform. We will come on site to the facility. We offer instructor-led training as well for equipment certification. So for marine travel lifts, for marina forklifts, there's an OSHA requirement for training every 3 years that we will complete that. Right on up to we help folks manage their safety programs. So it would be basically a lot of these facilities aren't big enough to have a safety manager. Mm-hmm. It falls on somebody else. It's that, you know, you're the marketing person, you're the customer service person, you're the ship store manager, and oh, by the way, we're going to make you wear the safety hat too. So we will come in and help folks manage that safety program. Really, the last 3 or 4 years has been a rise of injuries within the marina industry. within their employees. And so there's been a really increased enforcement action by OSHA, where they're specifically targeting marinas and boatyards. It really started in 2012 in the Great Lakes area and just kind of spiraled around the country from there. So we're seeing enforcement actions in New Jersey, in Florida, in Texas. So it's really, it's time for marina owners to really step up. In August of this year, the penalties that OSHA can levy increased by 78%. And so we're talking about, if we come into a facility and let's say we have an employee that's wearing a respirator, there's not a medical evaluation done, there's not a written policy for that employee to use a respirator, perhaps that employee has a beard when they're supposed to be clean shaven, that could be up to a $13,000 fine per occurrence. And so the fines can be pretty staggering. We've seen some marinas around the country that have been hit with $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 fines. And so we're really trying to get people to think about, okay, how do we proactively get ahead of this? You know, and quite honestly, what we're seeing from the work that we've been doing is some of the insurance companies have embraced us and said, hey, you know, we know that mimic training technologies is essentially providing insurance for the insurance company. If we can train employees how to do things safely, if we can have the written policies and procedures in place, if we can abate some of the hazards in the workplace, then the insurance company is going to have less risk for loss. So we're seeing that the insurance companies are embracing what we're doing and also helping give a discount on the premium. So it's an investment in an injury and illness prevention program goes a long way.
All right. You know, a lot of marinas have summer help.
Sure.
You know, the young girls that come down to the docks to work and pump gas and do pump outs and throw ice on the boat and
That's
things
right.
like that. So having an online system available, is that part of what your company would provide, a marina that would do
services
with you?
Absolutely. So really when we think about that, you're right. The industry has two buckets of employees that I like to say. We have that seasonal help, and then we have that person that's maybe been in the industry 15, 20 years, and there's not a lot of in between. But quite honestly, what we do a lot of times is we take that high school or that college-age employee that's perhaps never been in a marina, and we put them in one of the most hazardous places in the marina, and that's at a fuel dock.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't provide training. And so what our system allows folks to do is they could, when they hire that seasonal employee, as soon as they complete that hiring process, they could automatically have them go online and take training before they ever show up for the first day at work. And so really our idea about leveraging technology is how do we make it so that the marina manager can go around and say, you know, in our training course we talked about the location of first aid kits and here they are. And we talked about the location of spill materials and here they are. And the emergency stop button for the emergency shutoff valve for the fuel pack, well, here that is. And so the idea would be that when folks come to the marina, they're already aware of these things, and it's just a check-off for the marina manager to walk them through those final phases of site-specific requirements.
We've boated around the country for a number of years, and we've seen some good ones, and we've seen some that could really use some help. So it looks like your timing is pretty good at catching up with some of these guys that really could use some help. How does a marina operator get a hold of you to learn more?
You can visit our website, www.marinasafetytraining.com. You can always reach me directly. Best way to get me is on my cell phone, area code 757-589-5391, or send me an email to robert.smith@mimic.net.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you back there, Chris Steck. Thank you, Mike Kanegi. And thank you for listening to the program this past year. We do appreciate it very much here at News Talk KRMS. We want to wish you a very happy new year, and let's drive safely out there. Let's designate a driver and, you know, be responsible, all right? Let's have a great time. Let's bring in the new year, and we'll do that next. And this will take us out to the end of the program. This is Chicago and a New Year's Eve song for you.
When the bells all ring and the horns all blow, couples we know are fondly kissing.
Hey, we'll see you next year.
Will I be with you, or will I be among the missing? Maybe it's much too early in the game. Oh, but I thought I'd ask you just the same. What are you doing, New Year's? New Year's Eve. Wonder whose arms will hold you good and tight when it's exactly
coming in the new year. Jackpot question in advance. What are you doing, New Year's? New Year's Eve. What are you doing? What are you doing?
Our aim at Street Invest is to put a trustworthy adult into the lives of street children so that they can support them in creating the most positive paths for their lives in the future. We work around the world, working on the street with the children where they are. For such a large group of children, the amount of funding available is tiny. Really, the funding that keeps organisations like Street Invest going comes from individual donors. Street children are the most abused, neglected, violated children, yet they're also the most resourceful, responsive, and resilient children that we could have the honour of working with.
For more information or to make a donation, visit streetinvest.org.